You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Well, seen a lot of action in these so-called meme stocks recently. Just when you thought it was safe to hit the buy key on your computer, the meme stocks are back. They're getting bid up today, June 7th. They're up 10-20% yet again. Stocks that probably should have been unceremoniously dumped or buried many years ago. Well, is it going to go higher? What about AMC? How high can it go? Well, got Andrew Ahrens with us now. And Andrew, we find you over at Synergy Advisory Management Group or SynergyAMG.com. And no relationship to AMC, I take it. You've been at this a long time here. Investment, management, guidance for individuals, families, businesses, et cetera. What's your take on the meme stocks?
Well, they're having a great run right now. Obviously, it's unbelievable what's going on with these stocks. And really, it's the rise of retail trading during the pandemic that's gotten a lot of small investors involved in the markets here. And through different websites and message boards, they're trying to take over some of these meme stocks, and they're bidding them up against a lot of shorts from the institutions. And it's making these stocks do very, very well. And some people are making lots of money, and some people, Carrie, are losing lots of money here. But I suspect that these meme stocks may do well for a little bit longer here.
I think so. So what about the fact that you've got these huge institutions who have like, naked short positions, 140% short position in GameStop? They kind of set themselves up for this. They thought that they could just rule and nobody would challenge their supremacy, if you will.
Right. And a lot of small investors have banded together on these community message boards and have seen that they could really do some damage here and bid up some of these stocks. And that's precisely what's happening right now.
Right. So does this keep going? You said you think it's going to go on for a while longer. Will these hedge funds allow themselves to get exposed like this again, where they've got 140% naked, short position in a stock, which really technically isn't legal, but somehow it's permitted?
Yeah. I would say that these things have kind of happened before in the past. I mean, it's not like the first time this has ever happened before. And will it ever happen again? It may. I hope that, some of these hedge funds have learned the lesson here. But again, it looks like, these stocks that shouldn't be trading this high fundamentally are doing very, very well. And there's a lot of momentum behind these stocks. I know that a lot of these institutions are working on ramping up some complex option trades here to see if they could get the stocks to fall. But I'm not sure, that's going to happen right away. There's a lot of people that are small investors that are just going to hang on to the stock right here and, see if they can make their fortune.
So the concept of the small investor holding on, isn't there really a bigger picture that it's like Wall Street eating its own, where hedge funds see this vulnerability and they get the word out there? And then all of a sudden there's a short squeeze on GameStop or Costs or one of these other dogs. And isn't it really these small investors being manipulated by the big guys to actually do their bidding effectively?
Well, it may end up that way. I mean, I ultimately think that at the end, the institutions will probably win. And the stocks will come down to the values where they should be trading. But like I said, it could be a while, in my opinion. And I don't see that ending anytime particularly soon right now.
All right. Well, it's interesting. So one thing that's been pointed out to me is that a lot of the traditional short sellers are very hesitant to take large short positions, especially in those types of stocks. And when the market eventually goes down, the short covering rallies aren't going to exist because there aren't going to be any short sellers there. I think that's
that certainly may happen, Gary. It certainly may happen.
Yeah. So if they don't, if they aren't there to give support to the market, what happens when the the inevitable bear market sets in and you start seeing sell-offs? It's going to be exacerbated, isn't it?
It could be. It very well could be. We'll have to see. I mean, right now, the markets look pretty good right now. There's a lot of liquidity in the markets right now. And I think we spoke back in December and, I was talking about the value versus growth trade back then. And the value trade basically, kind of panned out. And we're seeing a big run here in the Russell 2000 because of the a lot of these smaller stocks like AMC and GameStop are definitely contributing to that. The Russell's almost up 16% year to date. But when you look at the small trading websites, I think I read earlier that Fidelity and Free Trade. Most of their trading is taking place in these meme stocks, and AMC is leading the way.
Well, so some people have dubbed this the dash for trash. And, a lot of times when you see these types of things like SPACs, which are really were called blank check companies once upon a time, blind pools, when you see this type of thing in a market, then it really could be appears to be maybe the end. Maybe it's indicative of a peak, of a top, and that the market's not going to go much further.
Don't just survive. Thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Today's show is brought to you by GR Silver Mining. Ticker symbol TSX, GRSL, OTC, GRSLF, and their website at grsilvermining.com. The company is extremely well capitalized, currently has a resource of 40 million ounces of silver, and is looking to triple that number in just the next year alone. Its management team is first rate, headed up by Marcio Fonseca, a geologist with vast experience in mining operations and the financial sector as well. With all this going for it, and with silver trading over $25 the ounce, there's no telling how high GR Silver Mining will go. So go to grsilvermining.com to stay up to date on the latest developments and get on their notification list today.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Yeah, I've looked at some of the history on that, and from what I've researched, that's not typically the case here. I think that, although it may seem that when these stocks take off and do well for no apparent reason, the market, is overvalued and we're going to see, the markets come down into a bear market. I don't foresee that. I really think that the markets are going to hold up pretty well. I've been a bull a long time against a lot of people when they thought the market was coming down in the past. And I continue to think the market is going to do pretty well here, at least for the next year. And I do think that some of these meme stocks are going to continue to go higher, and they could go significantly higher before they come down, in my opinion.
All right. Well, there you have it. So, but when they do come down, boy.
When they come down, they're going to come down very, very sharply. It definitely that will happen, in my opinion. But I do think that that this is not going away, anytime soon.
What about the measures that brokers are taking to try to insulate themselves from this potential fallout? Can that have the effect of bringing these stocks down? So far, no. But what about later on, the more draconian these measures get?
Well, we'll have to see what happens with those measures. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen. We'll have to see. But look, I mean, GameStop has been on a tear, since early this year? And, you know, most people would have thought that the stock would be down. I think the stock is rallying very big today as well, along with the rest of the meme stocks. And, you know, I've spoken to some people that are involved in these stocks. And, you know, it's really almost like a community trading here. And I'm not sure, you know, just with the fact that a lot of people are talking to each other online now and are in these chat rooms talking about, you know, what they're doing with these stocks. And there's lots of people doing it on Wall Street right now. There are lots of these small traders that are really getting into retail stock trading. And I think the pandemic was part of the reason a lot of people were home, were bored. And, you know, unfortunately, this is kind of gambling here.
Oh, yeah. It's a big time gambling. And I know for some of you out there, it's definitely paid off. I know people who've made, you know, mid seven figures on this, especially playing the options. I don't know how they did it, but they actually did it.
Right.
Remarkable.
Seems like a once in a lifetime opportunity on some of these stocks when you consider the moves that they've made in such a short period of time.
Yeah. So is it too late to get in, or should we be looking at maybe their opportunity still exists?
Well, I don't really, you know, advise clients, you know, I advise particularly clients for retirement, and I don't really recommend these stocks. I do think, however, that some of these stocks will go quite a bit higher.
All right. Well, there you have it. So for those of you who don't want to engage in this out and out gambling, where should you be looking at now, Andrew?
Well, you know, I think right now the value stocks should continue to do well. I particularly, like the value stocks earlier in the year, and they've done extremely well. And those stocks would be mostly the banking, the airline, the oil sectors. These stocks that are paying nice dividends right now, I think are very nice to me. With interest rates still so low, people can't find really any yield in the bond market. So I think you see a lot of money going into there. The REIT market has looked pretty good. A lot of these REITs have done very well so far this year, and I think we'll continue to do well until the end of the year. And then, when we get to 2022, we'll have to look and evaluate and see where we should be moving at that point. I did say I thought money would rotate into the value sector. I just didn't think it would, you know, be in that sector that long. And I do think that, probably in 2022, we're going to see a lot of money rotating probably back into tech.
All right. So 2022 will be a tech year. And I guess really value, I guess, is in the eyes of the beholder, right?
Right. Value is in the eyes of the beholder. And Warren Buffett's having a really good year this year.
Yeah. So how do you define a value stock again, just so we have that out there?
Well, I mean, you're looking at low PE stocks. You're going to look at the price earnings ratio on them. And, for a long period of time, they were out of favor. And it was just too disparate in the market between the growth stocks doing so well and the value not. And typically it's a cyclical kind of a pattern, but the cycle lasted very long for growth. And at some point, value stocks just looked too attractive. And that's why we saw the big rotation.
Yeah, we saw the big rotation. And it'll be interesting to see if they become value stocks once again. People definitely, dividend yields have become more important in this low interest rate environment. As people will look at it, well, I'm getting paid to wait till the company makes a move. And maybe it will, maybe it won't. Well, Andrew, interesting conversation, interesting take on where these meme stocks are heading and perhaps where your investment dollars should be heading. people want to find out more about you, connect with you on the web, what's the best place to do that?
www.synergyamg.com.
All right. And there's a link in the show notes to this interview. Questions, comments? If you have a question for Andrew, just send an email to my personal address, kl@carrylutz.com. Don't forget, sign up for a free newsletter, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Andrew, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming back.
Thanks for having me again, Terry.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.